This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Become a partner with us. Go to our website, saveus.org. Get our newsletter, Jesus versus Jezebel, there. And send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23259.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of David Bay, who certainly has a ministry that provides DVDs and all sorts of instructions for people about what's really going on behind the scenes. David has been at this battle for a good long while, and certainly this DVD is put together on certainly Hitler is the Antichrist is one of the finest DVDs, I shall have to admit, that I've ever seen. And it's very difficult for people to understand how Hitler was able to do what he did and mobilize an entire nation behind him, and of course to promote the Holocaust and do all the terrible things that were done during his administration, unless you understand that there were powerful spiritual forces at work behind Adolf Hitler. And until you understand that Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, that Adolf Hitler believed he was the Antichrist, that many of his followers believed he was the Antichrist, who was to lead Germany into this wonderful new Third Reich. And I think David's done a wonderful job of putting this together. David Bay, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Stan. It's a pleasure.
Well, what's the exact title of your DVD?
It's called Blood Sacrifice, Cleansing the Soil for the Aryan Antichrist.
Oh, the blood sacrifice, the cleansing of the soil for the Antichrist.
No, for the Aryan Antichrist.
For the Aryan Antichrist. Well, basically, of course, I think you've done a wonderful job. We've enjoyed watching that. It's what? How many hours is that?
Well, it's about 2.5 hours. It's a 2.5 hour video.
A 2.5 hour video, and I will tell you, it's totally gripping. And the footage that you have there showing the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Germans who are following this false leader. It's just really amazing, amazing footage.
Yeah, we got a hold of some great footage, no doubt about it. And my hat goes off to my producer, Corey Black, for the job he did on that. But this is an examination not just of Adolf Hitler, but of Antichrist as we study Antichrist through the eyes and the speeches and the actions and the beliefs of Adolf Hitler. Because when Antichrist arises, he will be identical to Adolf Hitler.
Well, weren't there many, many people though who did feel that he was the Antichrist?
Yes, when he arose in 1933, the occult world for sure believed he was the biblical Antichrist. You know, he was a member of the secret society, the Tool Society, and they regularly from like 1919 to 1926, they regularly held special seance rituals specifically designed to call the spirit of Antichrist out of the abyss and into Hitler. So they were absolutely convinced that he was the biblical Antichrist. And as Mac Dominic, our main speaker and researcher, said at the very beginning, He says if he had been alive in 1939, knowing what he knows now, he would have thought Adolf Hitler was the biblical Antichrist.
And I think really it's just amazing to see the pictures of the enthusiasm of the German people, good people, God-fearing people, and yet of course they were able to, are willing to turn their back on everything they believed in to follow this false leader who led them to total destruction. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is David Bay. We're talking about Blood Sacrifice, a wonderful, wonderful DVD. We'll tell you later how you can get
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
The absolute dictator, on the one hand, while he...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is David Bay. We're talking about something. They're wonderful, wonderful DVD. It's about 2.5 hours long. It's certainly on blood sacrifice. It goes into Adolf Hitler as the Antichrist, and certainly it's very hard for people to understand the spiritual component. We talk about the political component of what happened. We talk about the Holocaust. We argue back and forth whether it's really 6 million Jews killed, whether it's just 1 million Jews were paid this whole thing a fraud. Well, it wasn't. I've known so many Jews who lost their families and their friends there. People, the majority of the Jews in Europe were actually killed during the Holocaust, but there's so much faulty information there. But people have to understand the spiritual forces at work behind what happened at that time. Because you can't understand Adolf Hitler unless you understand there were powerful supernatural forces that propelled him into a key position, just as there are powerful supernatural forces at work in the world today. David Bay, you go right ahead with the story.
All right. Well, the the you know, when Hitler came on the scene, he was the seventh mystery king, and he ruled for 12 years, a seven-year Holocaust with against the Jews, and then he went into perdition. The eighth guy, the eighth mystery king that will come along, will be the biblical Antichrist, and he will be identical to Hitler. So if we study Hitler, particularly paying attention to his black magic witchcraft, then we'll better understand Antichrist. And, you know, you talk about a spirit that swept, you know, Germany at that time. We bring this out, and it's interesting that, you know, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the whole world shall rush after the beast and shall worship him and say, oh, who is a match for the beast? Well, all of Germany rushed after Hitler in the same way. We make the point out that, you know, thousands of people opposed to Adolf Hitler would go to one of his outdoor rallies, and they would come away absolutely dedicated to Hitler. It was just, he was able to, a satanic spirit swept Germany that I think, you know, is absolutely unprecedented in world history, and we won't see that type of thing again until a satanic spirit sweeps the whole earth for Antichrist.
And I think it's really so difficult for the average individual to understand. Basically, the German people were taken in. They're good people. They're civilized people. I mean, certainly many of them have relatives or their descendants are here in America. And yet, of course, they were taken in, by, I really believe, supernatural forces and rallied behind Adolf Hitler and dedicated their lives to him. This is what is so frightening about that episode, was that the supernatural forces that energized Adolf Hitler, and there were supernatural forces, and he did worship certainly this false god, and this is where his energy came from. And yet, of course, he was swept into power and maintained into power by the vast majority of the good people of Germany. But go right ahead, David.
Yeah, there have been a number of people who have wondered how good, decent people can serve the could willingly serve as his executioner. And that, you know, the fact of the matter is virtually the whole of Germany was consumed and swept up by this satanic spirit. And it serves as a good object lesson as to what the world will see when the real Antichrist is on the world scene. When Antichrist comes to the world scene, that will commence in Revelation 6:1, commence the beginning of the 7-year tribulation in which God's judgment falls. And if you add up the number of people killed in those judgments, it's 66% of the world's population. Well, God cut off Hitler in his genocide against the Jews after he had killed 6 million Jews, which was 66% of the world population of Jews at that time. So you've got that, you know, kind of uncanny parallel. But historians have never understood why Hitler built the genocide oven so big. They were built to much higher capacity than it would be needed to kill 6 million Jews, particularly since he had killed a couple million before those ovens came online. And the answer is that Hitler, since he believed that he was the biblical Antichrist, he planned for a 1,000-year reign. He planned for a 1,000-year Reich, and this Reich was going to be populated by the Aryan supermen, and they were beginning to try. You know, they were beginning to breed. You know. Carefully selected men with carefully selected women to produce the Aryan Super rape.
And basically, they had camps where they would have the Aryan women there, and they would simply be there. And the Aryan men would come in, most of them soldiers, and they would live with women for a short period of time, certainly only so they could reproduce. And they reproduced a whole race, certainly, of young boys and girls with blonde hair and blue eyes, the so-called Aryan race. This is what they were about. They were going to change the structure of society. And then they looked upon Jews and blacks and other minorities, certainly as inferior human beings. And they really wanted eugenics. They wanted to apply the writings of Darwin to breed a perfect society. And that's one reason they wanted to kill the Jews. They wanted to do away with the inferior race. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yes. In fact, we devote a segment to this Darwinian influence on Hitler in this DVD. Throughout the world, American and Canadian and Australian and European eugenics people, eugenic proponents, really loved what Hitler was saying. The whole eugenic program, of course, Margaret Sanger was living at that time, and her influence was pretty substantial. But all of the eugenics programs at that time swung in behind Hitler pre-war, before the war. But you're right, absolutely right. The Darwin theory, carried out to its logical conclusion, favors the elimination of inferior races. So it's, and we bring up, and of course that idea preceded Hitler's birth by what, 40 years? And we also bring up the fact that, when Hitler burst on the scene in the early 1920s, he was coming into a Germany that was already in love with the old occultic Nordic legends. They had love of those old legends had exploded in about, 1875, 1880, and by the time, and the Germans just fell in love with those occult legends, and so they were well prepared in their hearts and their minds for Hitler when he arose.
And they were really looking for the Antichrist. They were looking for a leader who would lead the Aryan race. And the whole idea was this was the Third Reich. It was to last for 1,000 years. And it was to be based upon this super race. Would that be a fair state assessment?
Absolutely. And this idea, or this fixation on a super race, played a big role in why those gas ovens were so big. Hitler didn't plan on killing just 6 million Jews and 12 million other undesirables. He was going to eradicate the entire native population from, like, from Western Europe, France, Spain, all the way across to the Ukrainian-Russian border, and all the way south, sweeping through Italy and through Eastern Europe. That was his... Hitler's guiding spirit told him that Germany needed this kind of a space for their Aryan super race to populate and to prosper. And so Hitler had planned to kill all these people. After he had won the war, he was going to systematically murder all the native populations of Western Europe and Eastern Europe, all the way to the Russian-Ukrainian border. And that answers the questions historians have had as to why, at the very end of the war, German troops were starting to round up non-Jews. They were starting to round up, the Polish people, for example, and send them to the concentration camp. Why? Historians have never figured it out. It is because Hitler viewed himself as Antichrist. He was going to lead his Aryan super race, and they needed this much space in which to live. Amazing.
And these are the things that people really don't know. How much is the DVD commercially?
Well, it's PTF for 1999.
1991. Well, it's a great, great DVD, and really, I'm very impressed by it. It's 2.5 hours. It's one of the finest DVDs I've ever seen. Some of the greatest footage, some of the greatest pictures of Adolf Hitler. And to understand that, basically, of course, we look upon him as certainly as a revolutionary leader. No, ladies and gentlemen, he was a spiritual leader. And the people understand the powerful spiritual forces behind him. This DVD, I'm surprised at the price. I would think it would be more than that. It is a great DVD. It has a great message, and a message I would certainly recommend that everyone out there in the listening audience will want to see. Blood sacrifice goes into what happens when the German were in positions of power, but because of the degree of control that exists over the media here in the United States, most Americans look upon what happened as certainly a military exercise, a military battle. No, ladies and gentlemen, it was a spiritual battle, and there were powerful spirits of forces at work that were energizing this movement for Adolf Hitler.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
What's the book of Revelation?
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the German people, a civilized Christian nation, suddenly, following World War I, is swept up with this desire for Germany to be something special once again, having been humiliated after the Versailles Treaty. And so basically, of course, when Adolf Hitler came along, and of course, he began talking about the superiority of the German race, he began talking about Germany leading the world, about the German Superman, and that's what they were doing. They were actually breeding children. And basically, it's hard for people to believe today, but they would simply take a blonde-haired, blue-eyed German girls and breed them with blonde-haired, blue-eyed German boys. No love, no marriage. Simply breeding them. And they began raising large numbers of this new race of the so-called Aryan Superman. And basically, certainly by the time we get towards the end of the war, we've got an awful lot of these young people who have been actually raised in special breeding camps. We don't understand this sort of thing. Nor do the average individual will understand the fact that the vast majority of the German population really believes that there were supernatural forces behind Adolf Hitler, and that is why they were backing him. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is one of the finest DVDs you'll ever see. My wife and I have watched it, and we are very, very impressed with the wonderful job that David has done in this certainly DVD, Blood Sacrifice. Go right ahead, David.
Well, are you in stock on this DVD, or are we going to give out mine?
No, we're actually going to order them from you as soon as we have a chance.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the mystery for Bible scholars about Antichrist is the place in Daniel is in chapter 8, where it's talking about the characteristics of Antichrist, and it says that he shall have no desire for women. Now, that's really puzzled Bible scholars over the years. What does that mean? Does that mean he's gay? A lot of Bible scholars in the modern era have taken that tack, saying that he must be gay, and the gay lesbian movement, of course, is burgeoning right now and coming out into the open. So that must be a sign of the approaching Antichrist. But if you understand black magic witchcraft, the true meaning of that passage becomes clear, because in black magic, and I'm talking about the deepest depths of black magic, there is a ritual which, when properly performed, will render the victim absolutely without a desire for women. It psychologically, emotionally, and mentally castrates. And so that is what the head of the tool society, Dietrich Gekhard, performed on Hitler. And it absolutely made him to the point where he had no desire for a woman, for normal sexual intercourse, had no desire for a relationship. And this same ritual will ultimately be performed on the real biblical Antichrist, and we quote a couple of occult authors who are practitioners of white magic, not black magic, and they say that Hitler's hatred for mankind that led him to just push genocide was perfected and brought to a special height by this ritual, which just changed him completely. He would not have been the genocide monster that he had been, that he was, had he not gone through this ritual.
And of course, basically, there's no question there were powerful occult forces, supernatural forces behind certainly Adolf Hitler and his rise to power. Certainly, unfortunately, they lost their effort to dominate all of Europe because there were other forces that were working against him. But there certainly were supernatural forces driving Adolf Hitler, driving the Nazi movement. And when you see basically these hundreds of thousands of Germans and Germans, civilians, German soldiers, marching certainly with burning torches into the night and forming all sorts of patterns. Well, you understand certainly that this was a powerful spiritual force. Adolf Hitler did not simply happen. There were powerful supernatural forces that energized the Nazi movement, just as there are powerful supernatural forces at work in our society today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important film, A Blood Sacrifice. We'll be back in a moment with our good friend, David Bay.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. Most of you now know what some of you would believe that miracles and stuff really is. A miracle. Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
You're spiritually to combat the terrible times that are coming and coming very soon. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is David Bay. We're simply talking about the fact there's a very, very definite similarity between the time of Adolf Hitler and what's going on today. Because, of course, too many people, certainly back in the 1930s and early 1940s, they recognized Adolf Hitler was the prototype of the Antichrist, and they were following him because he had supernatural power. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question for David, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, here in the Central Coast of California, at 464-8295. And David, would you like to get your website out, let people know how they can get in touch with your ministry, and Sydney, some of the wonderful material that you have?
All right, our phone number for customer service is 1-800-451-8211. That's 1-800-451-8211. And our email address is simply cuttingedge.org.
And David puts out an excellent newsletter. What's that, every week?
Yeah, every Wednesday I have a newsletter. And then Monday morning and Thursday morning I have a news alert.
All right. Well,
try to keep you abreast on all the news that's suddenly breaking all around us.
And I think that really, basically, we're living on the edge of some very, very exciting and, I fear, devastating events that are going to change the world we live in forever. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And go right ahead.
Well, the German people were prepared by the old occultic, satanic Nordic legend. I feel America has been prepared by the satanic rock music and the emphasis on drugs and sex and rock and roll and today it's, a former Satanist, Doc Marquis, told me that you could see when you could know when a society is starting to embrace the values of witchcraft, when you saw people, significant numbers of people with tattoos and with multiple body piercings. And we're just overcome with that, in this society today. You can't hardly drive down a main street of any town without seeing a tattoo parlor. So yeah. America has been just as, and of course, all of that started with the Beatles in the early 60s. So, we are now into about 60, almost 60 years of this preparation of the entire population through the witchcraft and drugs and an emphasis on free sex and overthrowing the values of Christianity. America's ready.
And of course, that was just one reason why they took God and prayer out of our schools. Why? Because America was predominantly a Christian nation with Christian values, and there were powerful people who didn't want that. Suddenly, the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 was totally controlled by the Masons from 5-4 to 6-3. And basically, it was during that time that they intentionally and purposely took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments certainly out of our schools and out of our public places because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. These people hate Christianity because they worship a different God. And just as certainly in Hitler's Germany, why they certainly had rallied the people behind Adolf Hitler, so I believe certainly a new leader is coming to America who will rally the anti-Christian forces behind him. What are your thoughts, David?
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. The spigot will be turned wide open. I mean, it'll be like the satanic spirit blowing out of hell itself will be like a blowtorch upon the whole earth. That's why in the book of Revelation, when it says the whole earth rushes after the beast and worships him and says, who is a match for the beast? That is what's going to happen to the whole earth of people of all walks of life and all nations and tongues are just going to be swept up with this guy. And we saw that on a smaller scale in Germany under Adolf Hitler.
but because it was so obvious that these people looked upon him as a spiritual leader. They totally supported in him and everything he represented. And basically, they wanted Germany to be the predominant race that would be dominating not only Europe, but the entire world. And of course, Adolf Hitler talked about that. And they really wanted to breed a new race of people. They wanted to destroy the old race, the inferior races. And it was really sort of a racism. They wanted to do away with the blacks and the Jews, and certainly anybody who was not part of the Aryan race. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, David.
Well, Hitler was able, through his satanic power, because, of course, he was totally, completely demon-possessed, maybe even possessed by Lucifer, but he was able to so accurately and energetically communicate this grand idea that Germany was going to rule the world, that Germany was going to have an Aryan super race nation, you know, in Europe. That the people they caught that vision. The people caught that vision, and so they became totally obedient to everything Hitler did and said. And you have millions upon millions of German youth that were caught up in all this. And that's why, you know, historians, particularly some Jewish historians after World War II, could not understand how it was possible for a good, decent German kid to become so totally obsessed with Hitler's program that he would willingly pull the trigger on the Jewish victim, or they would be so sold out to Hitler that they would drag the corpses out of the oven. I mean, they would do the most menial job involved in murdering these people.
And really, it's a chapter in history which is so hard to understand unless you really understand the spiritual forces behind it, which are never stressed. We talk about what happened, but never from the spiritual point of view, or the fact that there truly were supernatural forces behind Adolf Hitler. And there were people, of course, goes into the background of a man named Dietrich Eckhart. And Eckhart was really sort of the forerunner of Adolf Hitler, recruited Hitler, and certainly pointed out to people that Hitler certainly was strongly spiritually energized. And of course, Eckhart's contention was that Adolf Hitler was the Antichrist, and that's why he should be followed. And that's why many of the political leaders of Germany followed him at that time. Now, because of the degree of control of the media, most people don't even understand that today, but that is the reality of what happened. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I thought certainly the stress and the understanding of the spirits of forces at work was beautifully laid out in your DVD there, David.
Thank you. We spent a lot of effort on that. You know, I've been researching this subject for over 20 years, and this is a story that I felt that needed to be told at this point in world history, because we are so close to the appearance of Antichrist. Now, this volume, Blood Sacrifice, is volume one. There is a volume two that is going to be called Blood Sacrifice, Cleansing the Earth for Antichrist. Not cleansing the soil for the Aryan Antichrist, but cleansing the earth for Antichrist. And there, we will reveal some more of the Satanism of Hitler. We will spend the majority of our time transferring our examination, you know, to the real Antichrist, showing what he's going to be all about. One interesting thing that, you know, in volume two is answer the question that historians have never understood. And that was why Hitler was so determined not to surrender when when diplomats and generals all over the world knew after their bitter defeat on the Russian front that Germany could not win that war. The handwriting was on the wall. And that's when, of course, several of Hitler's lieutenants tried to make a peace treaty on their own, and that's when his own people started to try to kill him. But he was bound and determined not to surrender. And Europe and Germany was just pulverized, and millions died because of that. A lot of lives could have been saved had Hitler surrendered a year earlier than he did. And we answer that question in volume two. I don't want to give it away, but you can do some research on your own. Look up The Legend of the Valkyrie, Valkyrie. The Legend of the Valkyrie, his belief in that legend led him to believe that he would win in the end. And it's interesting, there's a surge of neo-Nazism throughout Europe, throughout Germany. And we discovered in our research on this that the current German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, is that how you pronounce her name, Merkel?
That's correct. That's correct.
She is as much obsessed with the Legend of the Valkyries as was Hitler. She's as much a believer in it as Hitler was. So, we'll address that in volume two. Volume two is going to be a very interesting DVD also.
All right, fine. Well, the first version, and this is the one that we will be carrying as Blood Sacrifice, and the second one will be coming along soon. Let's right now go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durant, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'd like to know if in his research he, when he mentioned about Hitler having a magical ritual to make himself asexual, it reminded me of rumors I've heard, various rumors that the brown shirts were largely homosexual, and then Hitler later betrayed them. Is it also true in any of your researches, did you ever discover that he made deals with Jewish leaders in Germany and then eventually betrayed them too, like for a homeland in Madagascar or something like that? You never can really pin these rumors down like they should be pinned down. Another one, by the way, is that Angela Merkel is Hitler's daughter.
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion out there, but let's get David. First of all, David, David, what about this whole concept that suddenly, as far as the supernatural forces that were at work at that time, how would you address an inquiry by Bruce?
I couldn't hear Bruce. I couldn't understand what he was asking.
Well, Bruce,
Ask him about the brown shirts, whether they were mostly homosexual, later betrayed them.
Were the brown shirts predominantly homosexual?
Yes, they were, and their leadership was completely homosexual.
And I think, Bruce, the one thing, that when we talk about the brown shirts being homosexual, you must understand the tremendous spiritual forces at work within the homosexual movement, because this is more than simply a physical addiction. There are powerful spiritual forces that energize this movement.
I'm trying to draw a parallel to what the Antichrist did under Judah Maccabees, Antiochus Epiphanes, what he did there in Israel about 200 B.C., then what he will do again at the end of the age. Did he also make treaties with Jewish leaders in Germany back in either... the mid or early 30s, later betrayed them too.
All right, fine. Basically, Bruce is saying there's stories that certainly Adolf Hitler made some deals with certain Jewish leaders, and then ended up betraying them as well. How would you respond to that?
Oh, I don't know. There's always rogue elements in any race, but I haven't really uncovered that.
And Bruce, I think you're absolutely right. There were some basically very evil and wicked Jewish people who did work very closely with Adolf Hitler. God bless you, and thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Ron, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I just wanted to tell David and give him another data point. I was giving a talk at a Tea Party rally first for the Second Amendment, and I happen to mention my view on gay rights. It's not gay and it's wrong. And one of the attendees was very upset with me taking a stand like that. He had been in the military, and he was defending folks who engage in sodomy and such. And, you know, I had been in the military, too, and when I was there, they got undesirable discharges because there's just too many threats from people who behave that way to the health and the safety of other personnel in the military. Well, he was very upset with me, and he told me how much he hated my Christian God. And this was a Second Amendment type fellow who was a military veteran.
Okay, well, I think the problem is that there is a powerful, certainly a spiritual and occult component to modern-day homosexuality. Many of the people are addicted to it. Certainly we should do everything we can to care for them and do everything we can to tell them that the course that they've chosen is a course of death and destruction. Well, we will not gain anything by hating them. Our job is to try to lead them to a personal relationship with our Lord, which I believe is the only thing that's going to help them. How would you respond to that, David?
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. But, you know, the very attitude of this guy toward your, you know, this former military officer, toward your biblical view of you know, homosexuality is just a sign of the times. It's just a proof that America is far down that road of that Germany traveled under Hitler. I mean, they hated fundamental Christians with a passion. And you know, they certainly hated the Christian God. So America has been so conditioned by occult forces, like I mentioned before, you know, that now we are seeing the same anti-God sentiment that that Germans of Hitler's day expressed.
And I certainly agree on it. Anything else you wanted to say, Ron, before we let you go?
No, sir, but except I want to get a copy of that video.
I think you really want to give us a call. I'd send you 1-888-844-8927. It's one of the finest videos David's put.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Clarity between what happened then and what's happening today. One, hold just for a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. David, go ahead and get your webpage out one more time.
Okay, it's cuttingedge.org. You don't even have to type the www in anymore. So it's cuttingedge.org. Phone number 1-800-451-8211.
God bless you. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. I think this is an excellent DVD. And basically, it's called Suddenly the Blood Sacrifice, and it deals with Adolf Hitler, certainly as the Antichrist. It's about 2.5 hours, and it is gripping, really. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I think you want to get it. I think you want to show it to others. Now, David actually has some, has some other DVDs. And one of the best ones is called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. Now, I would point out that I am in both of those DVDs. I'm in the one on blood sacrifice. And suddenly I've lost a lot of weight, so I'm not as good looking as I used to be. But of course, the material we put out is very accurate. But in the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, I was in excellent health. And basically, the Chris Pinto put out the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning along with David Bay. They did that together. And that DVD is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and I have a part in that. There's a second one going suddenly into the supernatural forces. It basically goes into the occult symbols, certainly in Washington, D.C., and so there's three in the set. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But the one we're talking about tonight, Blood Sacrifice, Adolf Hitler is the Antichrist. And then, of course, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. Oh, you want to get these, and you want to watch them. And then, of course, you want to get other people to watch them as well. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I just happen to be in both of the DVDs, and I think my message is important. Why? Because in the Secret Mystery DVD, we point out certainly that there were two forces in America from the very inception. One was, of course, the Christian message wanting to establish a free society where the power of government was limited by the chains of the Constitution. But the other certainly suppressed source was this occult movement. And you see them represented on the back of the dollar bill. Why is there a pyramid there with the cap by an all-seeing eye with the caption Novus Aurus Seclorum there? And then on the right side of the back of the dollar bill, why you'll see what looks like an eagle with claws in both hands. That was initially a phoenix bird. And if you go back and you study the Great Seal of the United States, you'll find that that was a phoenix. What was that? Why, of course, that was the story of the occult takeover. And then, of course, of our country, and of course this force being suppressed and then coming back to life. The phoenix bird was a bird that died and came to life, and so it was that this was their emblem for America. And in other words, everything was to be suppressed. People were never to understand the powerful spirits or forces lurking behind the scenes. And actually, we have certainly an encyclopedia that tells the story of the back of the emblem on the back of the Great Seal. On the front of the Great Seal, you find the pyramid capped by the pyramid by the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. The average individual doesn't understand that. There's so much disinformation. But the occultists have been here from the inception, are certainly on the back of the Great Seal of the United States. On the front was the phoenix, on the back was the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye. But of course, the front was basically the phoenix bird, and eventually, of course, it was changed to be an eagle. But you must understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. There are two forces in America. Initially, the occult was suppressed. Now the occult is broader. Our number 1-800-544-8927. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Terry Cook, who's written a book called Beast Tech, and us and the... Terry has a lot of great information. I want you to get his information because he recognizes the spiritual battle. And if you're looking at what's going on politically or geopolitically or militarily, you're going to miss what this is all about. This is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a military and political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But it is primarily a spiritual battle. And there really are demonic and satanic forces in the world today. And if you doubt that, so to go to the webpage, Trilateral Commission, and look at their logo of the Trilateral Commission. It's a circle made up of three sixes joined together by an upside down broken cross. What do you think that signifies, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think that signifies? And those are the 87 people, members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, the people who control Sydney, America today. There are certainly a European chapter and Asian chapter. These are the people who control the world. There's about 300 of them, and they control the world today. And then, of course, if you doubt that there's a satanic movement, look at the back of the dollar bill. What is a pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye with a caption beneath Novus Ordo Seclorum doing on the left side of the back of the dollar bill? That was originally placed on the front side of the Great Seal of the United States back in 1787, 1788, but hidden there until 1935 because it is a satanic emblem. And basically because at the time America was founded, the Satanists were here. Their goal was always to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government, and that's just what's going on today. Why do you think we're financially involved and working, our intelligence agencies are working over in Kiev and Ukraine? Why do you think we're arming and training the Muslim terrorists in Syria? Why do you think we've overthrown the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya? Why do you think we war to war with Iran and Afghanistan? I should say with Iraq and Afghanistan. Why are we financing the Muslim Brotherhood all throughout the Middle East? Doesn't make any sense unless you understand that we're planning on a great war, but you have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war, don't you? Just like we had to finance the Nazis. So we'd have an enemy for World War II. So we're building up both Russia and China and the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for World War III. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. We financed the Nazis both before and during World War II. And if you haven't read the book, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, or heard my 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, who worked for us in the intelligence agencies for a number of years, had access to the archives, his book, America's Nazi Secret, you need to get that and my 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews, to understand how we funded the Nazis both before, during, and after the war. John, Terry Cook, good to have you with us tonight.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for, again, inviting me onto your program. That just about covered it, Dr. Stan. And when we return from the break, we'll get into beast technology that's singularly heading exactly for the culmination of all history and the final seven-year tribulation under the Antichrist doctrine.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are moving very rapidly towards the climax of history. What a wonderful and exciting time to be living. What an exciting time to know the Lord, because believe me, if it weren't for the Lord, none of us would survive what I believe are the terrible times that are coming. Our job is to, of course, utilize the time we have now to reach as many people as we can with the truth.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Terry. Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Terry Cook, and he's the author of Mark of the New World Order. We've carried that book, and certainly we used to have Terry on with us on a regular basis. We haven't missed having him on, and he was gone for a time, but he's back now, back in full swing, trying to get the word out. And so basically, you were simply talking about the fact that you were attacked viciously because of what you were writing about this conspiracy, but it is a conspiracy. There really are people who are plotting a against us. Basie, why do you think that we have certainly our intelligence agencies working over there and we're financing the rebels there in Kiev and Ukraine? Why are we doing that? That's a conspiracy to overthrow the government there, and we've succeeded. And now, of course, so we're talking about sending billions of dollars over there to stabilize this new government. Why are we spending American dollars that we don't have, or having to borrow the money from future unborn generations, to have to do with the government in Kiev? Kiev, or very, very simply, because the purpose of America today is has nothing to do with producing a stable nation here. It is used the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And when you understand that, you understand why we were involved in the South Pacific, why we were involved in South America and Africa, why we're involved in the Middle East and where we've created revolution in nation after nation, why we certainly are financing the brutal revolution that's taking place in Syria that's killed over 130,000 innocent civilians. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring his judgment on America, not because of what our good people have done, it's because what we haven't done, because the average individual absolutely refuses to get involved. He doesn't want to be controversial. It's a lot easier to watch television, live the good life, than to take a stand and be called a conspiracy nut. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're not a nut if you believe in a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy against God, and they've destroyed the Christian foundation of this nation. Didn't happen by accident, happened by intent. Terry, you pick up the story and I'll be quiet.
No, you just covered it ever so eloquently, Dr. Stan. And again, excuse me, let's define very simply what a conspiracy is, because too many people spend time on the air other than you and me, Stan. They argue about, I hear these talk show hosts argue insanely about whether or not there's a conspiracy when, if asked, they can't even define in the law what it is. Now, what you said is exactly correct, but why is it a conspiracy? Well, let's go over it again. There are essentially three elements. Two or more people have to plan. Two or more people must plan something illegal. Now, Dr. Stan, if you and I go into a room and agree to bake your wife a cake, that's legal. If we go into the same room to bake your wife a jihadist cake or someone else a jihadist cake, put a bomb in the cake, that's illegal. So that's the difference between a conspiracy, which is a criminal event, a criminal crime, or the planning of a criminal crime, and something that's just a contract or an agreement between two or more other people. So is the New World Order a true conspiracy? It's a criminal conspiracy. Yes, indeed. Because of what you just said, Stan, not only does it eliminate the sovereignty and constitutions, if any, of all respective nations on Earth, but it does it in our country as well. And that's the only thing that really affects me. Of course, everything in the world affects us here. But what affects me right now is that we have a group of people, as you said, that have already taken over the White House. The communists 50 years ago told us how they were going to do it. They're going to take over the White House, take over America without firing a shot. Remember Nikita Khrushchev when I was a child and you were, I think, in college, Stan, in the late 50s and 60s, Nikita Khrushchev said, "We will conquer you without firing a shot in the future, and your children will grow up to be communists without even knowing it." Well, isn't it interesting that he's long gone and dead, but the communist conspiracy, which is really the Satanist conspiracy, goes on, and they've accomplished almost exactly as they stated in their planning books, the takeover of America and the White House. And that's what's happened to the White House. It's been taken over by communist and Islamic Brotherhood members, whom even Egypt has defined the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorists. But we have them now in the White House, and they're eliminating all the generals and patriots that are Christian and conservative and really sworn and dedicated to upholding the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, as I've done three times as an enlisted man in the Navy during the Vietnam event. planned war. There you go, Stan. There's another planned war. And then I was a captain in the National Guard, commissioned in the National Guard in California, and also as a policeman in Los Angeles as a deputy sheriff. I've taken the oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, three separate times, and I was serious about it. But it seems now it's just a routine matter of fact that people put their hand on the Lincoln Bible or in Washington, D.C. and swear to uphold or swear at the Constitution, not swear to uphold it. They may mouth it routinely enough, but they really don't mean it. And not only that, it's not even enforced as a treasonable offense anymore if someone fails to uphold their constitutional oath. Perjury is no longer an issue anymore. That kind of died after Bill Clinton went through his thing with Monica. And so, really, Washington, D.C. is lawless, Stan. It's lawless. Obama has signed so many executive orders essentially nullifying the Bill of Rights, and the most recent one was the NDAA of 2014. So, really, most people think we still have a Constitution when, in fact, it's been nullified with executive orders and other things, and we really don't have a constitution anymore. So what's about to happen is a total global economic collapse called a trigger event in our book, Beastech. And the book is fewer than 300 pages, folks, and if you really want to get a handle on what's going on, in addition to everything that Dr. Stan has so eloquently laid out and does eloquently lay out in his books and publications and DVDs and CDs. If you want to get an even more current view on things that have happened in over the past couple of decades, but also just more recently in the last few months, then Beastech will bring you up to speed in all respects. And, Doctor, you have a whole bunch of them now.
We're carrying the book. We think it's an important book. You can get Beastech by calling 1-800-544-8927. Terry's done a wonderful job on this book. We really recommend it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Terry's book, and you'll probably want to get several copies after you've read it and get it in the hands of others. We need to get people to see what's going on, and he certainly covers it very, very well in his book. Beastech, again, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Terry.
So we are coming upon, Dr. Stan, as you so eloquently stated and you're so incredibly aware of, we are coming upon some trigger events, you see, because for the last 200 years, Satan's people have been planning a new world order. And with the foundations having been laid with the Illuminati in Europe, with Adam Weishaupt, and subsequently all the things you mentioned when we began the program, and then with Roosevelt having decided it's time to announce it formally by putting the pyramid with Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill in the 30s after the first planned depression, I mean real depression. And so then Roosevelt criticized Adolf Hitler's New World Order and said that, you can go to YouTube and watch FDR criticize Hitler's declaration of a new world order in Germany. And he said that Adolf Hitler's idea of a new world order is no good, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that his idea of a new world order is good, and that's why he put the symbol of the pyramid announcing the new world order on the back of every dollar bill at the Federal Reserve. Of course, now the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's owned by the international bankers. It's a private bank. And the guise was, the act was that good old FDR ordered the symbol on the back of the Federal Reserve note, which everybody thought was federal back then, and it isn't. Well, that too is a federal crime. So we have a conspiracy that's so incredible and overwhelming and pervasive that it is hard to get one's arms and mind around it, Dr. Stan. But
well, let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, that when Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany in 1933, Germany was bankrupt. It did not have a military. I mean, the military was totally inept. They didn't have any weapons. And yet, of course, 3 years later, Adolf Hitler was able to invade the Rhineland, and 2 years after that, he was able to invade Austria and the Sudetenland. How was he able to do it? Why, very simply, American corporations were over there building the weapons for him. How do I know that's true? I have a letter I found. Is it among Colonel House's papers? We'll get you a copy of it if you want to see it. And basically, where Ambassador Dodd writes to a Colonel House. Dodd is the American ambassador to Germany, saying, why are all these American corporations over here building the weapons for the Germans? Nobody wants to do another war. We just got through with the war. Why are the American corporations building the weapons for the Germans? There's no money to be made because of exchange limitations. You can't get any money out. And of course, what Dodd doesn't understand is American banks are financing Adolf Hitler. We're building up the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war, just as we're doing everything today to build up the communist China. We're suddenly giving them all sorts of advantages as far as tariffs are concerned. They want to bring their products into America. Fine, we just won't have any tariffs for you. We want to get our products over there to communist China. Why, of course, there's all sorts of tariff barriers. Everything is done to prevent our cars. You can take an expensive Cadillac, you know, cost $50,000 here, cost you $150,000 over in China. Why? Because we want, of course, to transfer our money to communist China so they can prepare for the war. And we are doing that. And the average American doesn't understand we're creating the best enemy money.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We're right about now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Terry Cook. And hey, this is Book Beast Tech. You want to get it because it gets into the background of the spiritual battle. And Disney does an excellent job of bringing out the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle. That's the key to understanding everything going on today. And if you're looking about what's going on over in Kiev, over in Ukraine, certainly is a political battle. Yes, it's political. But the powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes there, and certainly in Syria, and until you understand, of course, that they have, in Syria alone, 130,000 innocent civilians have been killed. There are about, certainly, about 5,000, probably almost 5 million Syrians have been forced from their homes. Some of them are living in camps in Syria, some are living in camps in the adjacent countries. Thanks, of course, to the apathy and the indifference of the American people, who are totally unconcerned because our government is financing the rebels that have brought about this terrible tragedy. And we were financing it, the good people in America enjoying their lives. Also, we were financing this, the people of Syria will be living comfortable lives. And God is going to bring his judgment on America because of it. You need to get Terry's book. It's called Beast Tech. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It's an important book. Go right ahead, Terry.
Proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise.
Probable.
Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood flow, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
Okay. Now, we spent a lot of time on that alone, on the Hegelian dialectic and mind control and that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is the international Satanists, who are the Committee of 300, the Council of 13, the Illuminati, however you want to define them, as Stan did earlier, they want us to go in a certain direction. They want us to go into a deceived world government called the New World Order, which is essentially every ism, every bad ism, every evil ism that Satan ever created since the Garden of Eden, over 6,000 years of total history since the Garden of Eden. However, just to make it simple, it's politically communism in its final form. Now, it's ultimately going to be feudalism, communism, fascism, capitalism, and all those other bad isms combined. But let's just make it real simple to understand. Let's call it international communism. And that's what it truly is. So the New World Order is international communism. Satan invented communism, first through Karl Marx, who developed the theories, and then they were applied during the Bolshevik Revolution in October of 1917, under Lenin, who was financed by the Rothschild bankers, as you well know, Stan. So the point is here, Lucifer created, Satan created communism, and now it's going to be world communism called the New World Order. And so that's why I wrote one of my books 5 years ago titled, Stan, I'm not sure if I sent you a copy of this or not, but I titled it Comrade Antichrist. Because in my book, I describe it, this Antichrist form of world government as global communism. He'll be the head of the Communist Party, the Central Committee, but as well as that, he will lead an international Islamic religious system through it, apparently, the Vatican and so forth. And he'll deceive the world, maybe even by arriving in a UFO, according to Tom Horn and Steve Quayle. So we're entering, about to enter, the most deceptive time in world history, so much so that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect of God. And that's people like
who are listening to this program who are very well aware and educated about what's about to happen. So we're going into a period of total, complete, insane deception, unlike any other time in world history. And so, folks, you really need to stay on top of this, because it's going to cost you your soul if you don't. Now, by default, there's only one other way to go if you don't go with Jesus Christ. God's not going to force you to go with Jesus Christ. He's going to ask you to go to Jesus Christ, and then you're saved, and you're in the Lamb's Book of Life. But he's not going to force you like the Antichrist will. The Antichrist will force you to worship him, and if you refuse, he'll cut off your head. If you agree, he'll give you the chip implant in your right hand or forehead so you can buy and sell. He'll seal you with an Islamic stamp in your forehead, and then you're off into a seven-year New World Order.
Well, we're moving into a very, very difficult time, ladies and gentlemen. There is going to be a financial collapse. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. There is going to be another major war. And certainly it's not a matter of if, but when. And will it be the Muslim battle? Will it be a battle with China or with Russia? Right? All of these things are lining up, certainly, with even what's going on in Ukraine. It foreshadows something of a major nature. Why is America over there involved in helping to finance a revolution just on the edges of Russia? Why?
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. To order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Terry is talking about what's coming down the line, because basically, of course, there is a spiritual battle coming down the line, and Terry is talking about, we talked about the Great Tribulation, which is coming. Before we go on, Terry, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your website, get your other books and other writings, and then, of course, we'll get back to the coming Great Tribulation. But go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Folks, I encourage you to get my book through Dr. Stan. So we need to keep his ministry on the air. Really good, truthful ministries like Dr. Stan and many others are suffering badly right now because people are hurting economically, and it's going to get worse. And therefore, they don't have as much money to help ministries out as they did in the past, as well as they did in the past. So I encourage you to keep Dr. Stan on the air, because where are you getting this kind of truth other than Dr. Stan and just a few other programs? And get my book, Beast Tech, through Dr. Stan. And what is that 800 number, doctor, for your
800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead.
And now my website, if you'd like to contact me and study hours of videos and radio shows I've done. Usually when I complete a radio show, I have my webmaster add it to the media section of my website. So you can just study for free hours and hours of programming I've done over the last 20 years. And I was also on the History Channel on Countdown to Apocalypse in November of 2012. So you can watch that program. It's there as well. SecondComingMinistries.com is the website. Don't use the number 2. Spell it out, SecondComingMinistries.com. And if you go to my website and click on my email button and ask Terry for the free book, I'll give you a 28-page book called Revolution, Communism is Really Satanism in Disguise. Now, that has taken me 25 years to understand in a 28-page, very intense dissertation that will have you probably taking some aspirin, maybe even a cold beer, but you will understand if you absorb it. And go ahead and try to prove me wrong, but and it's mind-blowing, but if you truly study that, you'll have a very good idea regarding what's about to happen. And then if you get my Beast Tech book from Dr. Stan, then you'll realize that we're about to enter 3 trigger events. And they're already starting again. The H1, the swine flu virus that allegedly came up, it became a pandemic and then suddenly went away, Dr. Stan. All of a sudden, it's resurging again. Have you noticed that?
And I certainly have, and I share your concerns.
So we talk about planned pandemics or epidemics being one of the possible or probable trigger events that will cause mankind to be so desperate for a Messiah, they'll want the Antichrist rather than Jesus Christ, not even knowing that they have an option. They'll actually think the Antichrist is the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's how deceptive this thing called the New World Order is about to become. So then there's a planned economic collapse, and maybe the pandemics they'll unleash on us with the vaccine poisons and everything else. I've actually written another book on that called Murder by Injection. And I've written a book called Comrade Antichrist. I've written a book on Interpol. Most people have never heard of the Interpol, let alone have any idea what it is. But that's going to be the United Nations communist global Gestapo that's now incorporating every police department on Earth into one big network. And that'll be orchestrated through their computers and the NSA. And it's all going together in one singular network they're calling the cloud now. That's the new term for this thing that interconnects everything. It's called the cloud, okay? So it's all coming together, Stan, exactly like Scripture says. Of course, Scripture doesn't say all these details, but if you're born again and you truly love the Lord and you research Scripture and then research what's happening in the real secular world, it just matches up just perfectly. So look forward to, and I'm being facetious, look forward to a planned economic collapse, the likes of which the world has never seen, with about $1 quadrillion in derivatives and credit default swaps planned to collapse. Now, That's about to happen. And then the pandemics, as we discussed, the planned diseases, and then probably World War III. And they may even happen simultaneously or very close to one another. But to throw the whole world into a total state of chaos, if all three were to happen, including another thing we talk about in our book called electromagnetic pulse attack, blacking out a great portion, if not all, of America with a nuclear explosion over the continental United States, just shutting down the whole, frying the whole grid. Just imagine how chaotic that would be, unparalleled in world history, where you'd have 7 billion people just running around killing one another just so they can steal enough food from one another to eat. And, of course, we would need a satanic messiah to come down in a UFO, and maybe a white horse will get out of his white UFO, maybe at the White House, and announce his arrival as our messiah. It's all coming together very, very quickly now, and the Lord says the end will come like a flood. And so I call what's happening now a tsunamic exponential series of events unparalleled in world history. Stan, what else can you have to say?
Not very much. I agree with everything you're saying. Go right ahead.
So this book we have, Beast Tech, we tried to contain it and keep it under 300 pages so it'd be manageable. Tom Horn, my co-author and publisher, has a difficult time keeping books under 500 to 600 pages because he wants to share so much with folks, and he knows so much that he publishes 500-600 page books. Now, my first book was 730 pages, and then I republished it at 400 pages, and then Southwest Radio Church published it a third time with 300 pages. And so what we tried to do with Beast Tech is take 50 years of combined research with Dr. Tom Horn, a very, very fine writer, very fine author, and my 25 years of research, and we combined them both together and edited into a very manageable 300 pages, just under 300 pages, that has been getting very good reviews, 5-star reviews on Amazon.com, and I think it'll give you an unparalleled understanding of what's going on in conjunction with Stan's books and tapes and everything like that. I think you'll just walk away with incredible understanding, and you'll be able to teach your pastors what's going on. And your pastors generally aren't studying this kind of stuff. And most of the churches are just not that aware of what's happening, unfortunately. Right, Stan?
Amen to that. And, of course, if you want to get the book, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, Peace Tech. But you must understand that we're not sure which one of these crises is coming first, or maybe they're all going to come together. But we know we're moving towards a major cataclysmic event. They're keeping the stock market up artificially. Suddenly, the price-earnings ratio, the value of the stocks, has nothing to do with the current level of the stock market. They're able to manipulate the price of gold and of silver and of oil, and they're manipulating everything going on today. And they're suddenly creating money out of nothing, to maintain our economy. And basically, they're borrowing $1 trillion a year. They're borrowing or creating out of nothing $1 trillion a year. We're going behind $1 trillion a year. Remember, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. We're doing that in less than 1 year right now. How long can you continue living on borrowed money? Not much longer. Go right ahead, Tom. Terry.
So again, folks, please order the book from Stan. You can get my other books by going to my website, www.secondcomingministries.com.
And if you're out there, the listening audience, you have a question at all about anything, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-2-1-888. 24 Liberty. What if you have something you'd like to ask about? But basically, you need to understand we're going to be moving very, very quickly into a crisis situation. And basically, whether we're going to get involved with a war over there in the Near East, the Middle East, everything certainly is in a state of turmoil, whether it would be in Syria, whether it would be in the Ukraine, whether it would be certainly in Iraq today, whether it would be in Afghanistan, where there's an increasing level of violence, whether it would be in Egypt or in Tunisia or Libya. All of these countries are certainly on the verge of chaos. And we are, of course, certainly doing everything we can to foment that chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are helpless. They're simply pawns in the game, as we are. But right now, things are not certainly are very, very good here. We live a good life. But they are, of course, keeping us fat, dumb, and happy as they are plunging the rest of the world into chaos. Go right ahead, Terry.
Boy, that's a good expression, fat, dumb, and happy. Now, see, I'm a pilot. Are you a pilot as well, Stan?
Yes, I flew for many years. I've retired. I'm not flying now, but I used to love to fly.
Okay, so that's where you picked up the expression, because that came from war pilots. You know, I'm just flying along. Everything's nice and smooth. The engines are running. Everything's quiet. I'm moving on to my mission, moving on to my destination. And so pilots describe such a routine as flying along at whatever altitude in a fat, dumb, and happy state of mental euphoria. See, I'm just fat, dumb, and happy. So that's generally what the pilots say when everything's working good. Now, when engines start failing and everything flames out and they're looking at a coming crash, of course, it's not fat, dumb, and happy anymore. And that's about what to happen in all respects. We're heading for a crash and burn situation, incredibly so. And Satan's people have a Latin phrase that covers just what you said, Dr. Stan, ordo ab caeo. They're going to throw the world in every respect into total, complete chaos. And Dr. Stan, you cover this in your book, so tell people what ordo ab caeo really means.
Order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm. So the whole world is going to be thrown into complete and total collapse and chaos with wars and everything that Stan mentioned, wars, rumors of wars, economic collapse, pandemics, disease, famine. We can talk about California. California is in a 500-year drought. And the federal government just refused to give the farmers any water for California farmers. And they produce about one-third of what our nation consumes in fruit and nuts and beef. California farmers are now selling and shipping their cows, all their beef, to Texas because they can't afford to feed them, and there's no water. So in the very near future, folks, we're going to have food shortages. Now, I encourage you to put as much food as you possibly can in your garage or in your pantry, especially if you're in a big city, because food shortages are going to happen virtually overnight in big cities, and you want your children to eat, you want your family to eat, so I encourage people to have at least a month's supply of food on hand, as well as some cash under your mattress, and as well as that, be prepared to defend yourself while you still have the Second Amendment. It's on life support right now. It's barely hanging on. But while you do have the right to go out and buy protective mechanisms, okay, guns and ammo, get yourself some so that you're not a victim to all the zombies who are going to come visit you and try to steal what you have when times get really bad. And we're just right on the edge of that happening, ladies and gentlemen. So take care of your family.
Oh, I think it's so significant that the beef herds in America are at a 51-year low. We haven't actually had a thing this bad going back to 1951. So at that time, we had herds as small as we have. People don't understand that suddenly they've laid off, or they're slaughtering the herds all across America. And the beef cattle is down, certainly, and if things go as we had fear, as far as certainly the drought is concerned, there are going to be shortages of vegetables and fruits and all sorts of the things that we need to live on. People can't imagine food shortages in America. There are all sorts of food shortages in Syria, but we don't worry about that. But, you know, God has a sense of humor. Basically, the things that are going on in Syria are going on because the apathy and the indifference of the American people, and because your government has created a chaotic situation over there, financing the terrorists there who are responsible for the death of over 130,000 innocent Syrian civilians. And if you don't think God is going to bring judgment on this country, why, I think that you're sadly mistaken. So basically, make your preparations accordingly, and then sound the alarm so people can understand not only suddenly what's happening from the point of view of the coming food shortages, but of course the spiritual implications of what's unfolding. Go right ahead, Terry.
In addition to all those very well stated items, I want to bring your attention to something that's discussed very infrequently on the air anywhere nationwide now, Stan. And I appreciate the opportunity, while we still have some freedom of speech for a tenuous amount of time, I appreciate the opportunity to share this. Now, again, I'm an ex-California National Guard officer, and I'm a Vietnam vet. And I served in a police car in Los Angeles with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department for 6 solid years. In combat on the streets of Los Angeles, handled 8 murders. I handled Charles Manson back in that day, right out of the police academy at 22 years old. I was assigned to that special crew. So I've seen a little bit of action and reaction. And so what is about to happen is the United States is being set up to be conquered. And just today, Obama, or I guess it was yesterday, Obama ordered the reduction or purge of the U.S. military down to a World War II level. And then over the past few months, he's eliminated 200 of the top patriot Christian generals and admirals that opposed everything he was doing to basically destroy America. Then he's demoralizing the military, making them wear unisex uniforms, especially in the Marine Corps. And that has the Marines all just upset. And then there's the gay liberation effort in the military that further demoralized the U.S. military. And then at the same time, we have Russian and Chinese forces in America. And most people don't know, Dr. Stan, there is a Chinese Air Force base at Mountain Home, Idaho, near Boise. We have a Chinese Air Force base at Mountain Home Air Force Base. We leased a portion of our own military Air Force Base to the Chinese, and they have their Air Force right there prepared to attack us.
We live in a world gone mad. Our guest, of course, is Terry Cook. And we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program, ladies and gentlemen. But listen to what Terry has to say. I've known him for many years. I trust him. He's a reliable source of information. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Terry, God bless.
Thanks a lot.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly would appreciate your help if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, get our monthly newsletter so that you can get the books or DVDs or tape sets or the other items that we carry. And all of this, the funding for it all goes into help to support Radio Liberty so that we carry a line of this. Spices. We carry a line of health products, and basically a lot of these health products Barbara and I have taken, and as you know, we have to be in fairly good health to do what we do. And I'm 85 years of age and certainly getting along fairly well. So basically, most people need magnesium. They need iodine supplements. Certainly they need vitamin D3. We carry these things, and you need to understand the background. We have a 4-CD set on magnesium and why you should be taking magnesium. We have a book on magnesium. We have a 4-CD set, certainly on aspartame and why you should not be taking aspartame. We carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It goes into the background of the supplements you should be taking and the danger of so much of what is given in the way of medication today. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry a line of spices. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we wouldn't be without them. We've used them for years ourselves. And whether it be the gel to put on your hair or the soap to wash with or the soap for doing your laundry in, they're all excellent. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you will go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And basically, if you go to radioliberty.com, well, you can listen to our radio programs there 5 hours a day, or at least 4 hours a day on this internet site. And then, of course, you can certainly read our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs, which are posted there at radioliberty.com. There are a number of other sites there. We have one site, certainly new items on the web, and certainly every day we try to at least post something new, which we think is important as we survey what's going on. So if you have a chance, go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And look at the site items on the web. It's just below the blue banners there, and I think you'll find it fascinating. All you have to do is link to those things. And there are things that I think are vitally important that you be kept abreast of. But the most important thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. and the survival of Christian civilization. And there's an organized effort on the other side. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927 and say that we have somewhere between 60 and 100,000 copies out across America, but this book has changed and impacted the lives of many people. I had a caller today. He was a surgeon, a thoracic surgeon from upstate New York, who told me he just read the book and he wanted to thank me for writing it because he really had given him a tremendous insight into what's going on. And you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to put things into perspective, because so much of what you have read and you believe is really not true. Certainly, this whole move towards a world government does not come from communism. It comes from here. We financed communism from its inception, from right here in America. And this whole movement towards a world government is being funded from America today. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. From the mountains.